She also had to learn to read and count. She was already in that paradise long before me, but she had not gotten much further. Now we brought the schools together. That is how it went. How many years? It must have been many years, in human terms, for all of this to sink into me. All these images from my life before last were presented to me, and I had to say, is this possible? In my last life I actually attended schools, I can read and count, and I can do a little more than that. And I wanted to know, yes, and what happened before this last life? No, I was told, you don't need to know what happened before, the most important thing you needed to know was shown to you. But you did not go to school either. You have now gained an insight into how necessary it is to deal with whole, and Zi uses his strength for his advancement, and how many beings there are in the entire earthly realm who come to the afterlife in such a state that they have to be received and treated like small children. God does not ask much of them. A kind word once spoken can open a wonderful gate of heaven to them. An act that would no longer be counted as an act to people today has already given those in these circumstances great intellectual wealth. Yes, that is how I saw it, and actually I should have had enough, I did not want to see any more. At first it felt like depression. But I was again shaken up and comforted by my divine companions. It was explained to me that I would then have further opportunities to open different doors in this afterlife and see different things, which would then make me content and happy again. Because what one pays attention to in the spiritual realm is the striving of the individual soul for the divine. The desires of the individual would be examined in great detail, and if one were, in a certain sense, free from such addictions and desires, that would be a great achievement. This would pave the way to the wonderful, beautiful skies. So I had the task of telling you about my life. When I was at Ramp my name was Christoph, in the following life my name was Waldemar. Now I return to my blessed work, braiding. That was something I had already practiced in that life before last, even if not in an artistic sense, that was rough patchwork. But there was something inside me that was a talent that lay dormant and was now opened and freed. When I saw this wonderful work in the world beyond, I was drawn to it and I felt and suspected, this is something I must be able to do. This is how I practice it. I cannot say how this will have an impact in the next life. But I was given the hint that it would run like a common thread through everyone's lives. If I do not get into any special debt, this talent would remain somewhat free. But the true artistic sense, the right talent, can only develop when one is free from the human body, when one is in the spiritual world and has the support of the higher, divine beings. This is how I live happily in my world, and I hope that you all can do the same. I just want to say one thing to you, look forward to this other world. It is 1,000 times more beautiful than the earthly realm. And those beings you deal with are much more affectionate, much more considerate, more loving. You do not know egoism like it is with humans. It is much nicer. Therefore rejoice and do not be afraid of this other, beautiful world. I say goodbye and I wish you God's blessings in your life. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, I am prepared to answer, first and foremost, the questions that arose from the brother's story. Dear friend Joseph, it seems to me that this Waldemar, who led righteous life, reached a higher level of purification, but did not receive any special reward for his life. Joseph, yes, you should not forget that the reward depends on the development of a being. The moment more performance can be demanded of a person, the divine world no longer rewards so generously, one no longer rewards the smallest things, but one demands something from him as a result of his knowledge, his training, and his position in general. Accordingly, the brother's achievements in his last life, where he certainly also had his worries and problems as well as his sacrifices, were not credited to the same extent as his actions in his previous life were credited to him. He had learned a lot in the meantime, and that places higher demands on the individual, and the reward is accordingly. Dear friend Joseph, what still interests me is the following. In the past, people in the church always talked about living on after death. People also prayed for the dead. Then why was Waldemar so surprised when he woke up in the afterlife? Joseph, it was the same for him as it is for a believer today who is told that he will live on. He has some idea of an afterlife, he has a fantasy, but he does not know what it actually is like. He has no deep belief in survival. Thank you, dear Joseph. It seems to me that Waldemar remained in his inclinations, even though he had already had the inclination to braid before and felt drawn to it again in the afterlife. Is that his spiritual task too, when he has ascended, or does he get another one? Joseph, I cannot say that, I cannot judge it in advance. It may be possible that he will always like this, but it may also be possible that he will train in another area. I cannot say that. Dear Joseph, is it an advantage for your spiritual life in the afterlife if you can speak several languages? Joseph, in the afterlife the soul will be judged according to its works and deeds. So I do not want to say that you have an advantage for advancement if you speak different languages. There are spirits in the lower spheres who can also speak different languages, so this is not a prerequisite for climbing higher. But when you have reached that point in your development, your talents are used in this regard in the higher spiritual world and are used in the plan of salvation and order. One will accordingly be placed in a place where this ability can be expressed, which will be beneficial to the plan of salvation and redemption. If you go to school as a spirit in the other world, you learn languages more easily, but here too it depends on zeal. Their zealous person will learn it more quickly. Dear Joseph, what language do you speak in the higher spheres? Joseph, I cannot answer that now. That means I could, but it does not help your progress. What is the point of different languages existing in the afterlife? Joseph, yes, the meaning, the diversity. It makes the sky beautiful and interesting. God is not one-sided. You must imagine that these infinite beings of heaven are grouped into families in which these different languages are spoken. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Waldemar and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstress, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next headline, November 4, 1959. Agnes, it is worth being patient in life and accepting your fate. How a mother of 15 children becomes the manager of heavenly goods after a difficult life on earth. Control spirit, the beginning of the sound recording is missing. This hour too we let a spirit speak to you, which speaks to you for the first time in this way through a human being. In this way you will once again realize how wonderful the divine laws are, how everything finds its reward and that it is worth being patient in life and affirming your fate. I do not need to give you any further explanation for now, this spirit will tell you everything itself. May God bless you this hour. God bless you. Agnes, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I will try to tell you something about the life I lived on earth and what awaited me as a result of such a difficult life. Yes, it was not easy for me, it was very difficult for me. I had 15 children and my husband drank and was very rough, violent, I had a terrible life. But I had endured, I had prayed to God to give me the strength to endure for the sake of the children. The bread was very sparse, and I had acquired many banknotes through additional work as best I could. There was certainly no mention of a beautiful household like you are used to today, you only had the items you needed. Two or three children were put in one bed, and they only slept on leaf bags. In between, I was able to keep vigil for the sick at night, as well as other nursing care during the day or cleaning work as I could, a little more, I had to earn extra. But even that was not always enough for me and I always went to the priest and complained to him about my suffering. He knew me and I did not really have to complain to him anymore, he already knew about it. Whenever I went to confession and told him about the difficult life and how I had to work in addition to having many children because I did not have enough bread, he almost always pushed a banknote through the gate for me. I accepted it, I had to. He was so good to me and explained that I could always tell him and he would always help me to the best of his ability. My husband was not allowed to know anything about it because he did not want to know anything about the priest, nothing about religion, nothing. But he did not ask where the children got their food from either, that did not matter to him. So I lived the hard life and I endured. The last years of my life were not made easier for me because the children had to look after themselves. I tried to get by as best as I could. Prosperity was unknown, poverty was widespread everywhere. But I had a strong belief in God and I was pious. I knew that God would help me and that my endurance would surely find its reward in some way, but I did not expect it. So I was allowed to leave this earthly valley and was welcomed by beautiful angels. I almost could not believe it was true. I also have to say that life hasn't been easy for me with other people. I was laughed at a lot, people mocked me and the whole family because of the man's rudeness, his drunkenness, and what he did to our misfortune and shame. So there was no shine on the family either. In each case people tended to turn away from us, except for those people who could need us or at least me in some way, and these were only the poor people with whom one could keep a vigil or otherwise care for, there was not much to earn there either. When I opened my eyes in the afterlife and looked around, I was amazed, the beauty that shone on me from all sides, about the attention that was given to me. I have never known anything like this in human life. There they had turned away from me, and here they all seemed to be coming towards me in droves, calling out to me and laughing and singing. They took me by the hands and immediately began to dance with me. I had no idea what was happening here. But my guardian angel stood by my side, so he said that he had accompanied me throughout my life, and he actually carried me along with him. I felt so weak and powerless and I did not even know what was happening. However, I was simply dragged along. So I could only admire. But now I felt very tired and I only had one wish, to get some rest. This was granted to me too. I was then left alone for a while and was allowed to rest. Only the guardian spirit stayed with me and he told me strange things about the life that was about to begin. Yes, my thoughts naturally went back to Earth and my children. They themselves had their children again. So I was worried about them too. But then I was informed that they too should find their way in the earthly realm and that I would now be given special tasks and honors. When I had recovered, they came to me again and asked me to come with them. You now have various things to tell me and actually give me an insight into the heavens. There was also a spirit, not my guardian angel, who, it seems to me, played an important role. He called the others to him by name, gave instructions, and they obeyed him as quickly as possible. Then I was led into a beautiful house and told that this would now be my home for the time being. I was not alone, there were many there, I should therefore live in community with them. That did not worry me, I wanted to be with the others. But then they said that I was now supposed to take on a special position and that I would soon be given the administration of various spiritual spheres or districts. I had a feeling of insecurity and explained, "Yes, me, 236, I can't EMT do that, I hardly believe I am capable of taking on and achieving something so special." It was explained to me that I would have my advisors. They would support me and immediately explain the conditions that I needed to know, and in general, they would teach me everything. It would come about by itself, so I do not have to be afraid at all, but should rather happily accept what is offered to me. But I just had an insecure feeling. At first I was a nobody in human life on Earth. Yes, people had turned their backs on me and not exactly spoken well about our family and me. And now I was suddenly going to be given so much honor. I just could not believe it yet. I was told, "You relied on God. You had a close relationship with Christ, you always had the cross and his time of suffering in front of your eyes. You just held on, so to speak, to this cross and to the hardship that the Savior had to experience. And now you will find your reward for your endurance. As we wandered around through these beautiful forests, through these magnificent gardens, through these avenues, I actually met many people I knew from life. They came up to me and were happy to see me, apparently as if they took it for granted that I would receive such things. Yes, I show also my joy and was pleasantly surprised to see them here too. It seemed to me as if all these souls had been led directly into my path, so that they had to come past me to pay me respect or greet me in a certain sense, because it was striking. I thought to myself, the sky is so infinitely big, is it possible that I will suddenly meet everyone in the village where I come from? So I thought to myself that there was something more to it, that these souls had just been led my way. My opinion was also confirmed. Then I was told, these forests through which we are now walking are now under your care, you will be her steward. And there, these big and huge fields, flower gardens and everything you can see, is also under your care. You shall be her steward. I then asked again, because I knew nothing about these customs of the world beyond, I believe that the good Lord himself is the steward. Why should I be the manager here? Yes, they said, you should not assume that this is your property, everything is the property of the good Lord, but it is managed and everything is kept in order, and you are responsible for this order. We will now make known to you everyone who has anything to do with you or who comes into contact with these spheres, and we will make it known to them that if they have any claims, you must be asked first. Then I said, oh, I can't know what a TMS right, what to do and what not to do. Then they said to me again, we told you, you will have your advisors. It immediately occurred to me that it was more of an honor that had been bestowed on me, so I should be honored in a sense. That a TMS right, I thought, because it are TMS neither my property nor do I have any knowledge of all these things and how they have to happen. Yes, I guessed about right. Then they stood next to me, these advisors, and walked proudly through these magnificent forests. I would like to explain something to you, because you now imagine that a forest in the spirit realm is exactly the same as a forest here on earth. Of course you find all kinds of trees in these forests and, I would like to say, not only the trees that you have, but we also have trees from the southern countries or from the jungle, everything is available. It is not a mess in such a forest, but rather something very beautiful. There are wonderfully well kept paths and you walk along them as if on a green, soft carpet. On the trees you can find the most magnificent mushrooms. Huge mushrooms, and they can be seen in all colors. Then there are also stones that are also in their infinite splendor of colors, from the smallest to the largest stones, yes, I would like to say, almost as big as a human being. So there were these stones lying around and there was a sparkle and a glitter. I asked, what kind of stones are these? And they answered me, yes. This is the precious thing that is recommended to you, to which you should direct your attention. Then I was told, you see, you are now walking with us through this forest, and if you look around, you will also see other beings walking through this forest and admiring it. There are souls among them who have not been in the spirit realm for very long, who are led through this forest to relax and calm down. But then there are so called free spirits who are called into the order of the Lord, but who have great freedom and can do a wide variety of things in their work. So you have the opportunity to carry away pieces of these stones, they can also take away mushrooms, they can take away trees and transplant them elsewhere. Anyone who wants to do this must obtain precise permission beforehand. If every spirit were to act as he pleases, there would be confusion. In the spiritual realm, even in the higher spheres, where a certain amount of wealth is available that one can dispose of, one must have permission to do so if one wants to take something away or transplant it. And this permission should be obtained from me. But I still could not know who I could give permission to and who I couldn't, and what was allowed to be taken and what wasn't. But my advisors were with me in large numbers, and they knew those who wanted to develop in these forests, and also knew whether they were allowed to allow them to do so or not, or whether permission could only be given in a limited sense. It is not that some people were denied it simply because they did not deserve to live in that world, but that they had to get used to the order. That is what I was told. Even among these souls, even if they had lived as good, dear people and earned the beautiful heaven, there were those who did not yet know exactly what was permitted, how much of this wealth one was allowed to transplant and take away, and so on further. Because it is just like with people, some are very thrifty, others are perhaps stingy, others are very generous. All of this is still within us, in her soul. So the generous person then wants to carry things away in heaps, and he finds it quite natural that one takes some of it, while the other person is very thrifty or has other thoughts about things and enters into conversation with the other souls. This could lead to discord. Because this is something that represents the greatest danger for those souls who have not yet reached the highest level of purity and purification. Through this possession they could soon come into a certain urge and a great desire, things like that to have and to carry into your house in order to beautify it, and actually only for yourself. So, this should only be said to you as a side note, so that you are aware of how strict this order actually is in the divine worlds, where a being has great freedom. You have probably already heard that you can be artistic and that you can create the objects yourself or have others create them for you. So there are different options. So I had to keep my watchful eye over this forest and these fields and gardens that were given to me, so that everything went on in order, so that these beings got used to an order. My advisors had always told me what to do. I myself enjoyed this wonderful forest with its splendor of colors. There is not only a soft or dull green here, as it is in the human kingdom. But everything is so magnificent in its colors, wonderful, exactly what I mentioned, these additions of mushrooms, special stones and special objects, which actually grow in this forest. I cannot explain this exactly in your terms. Well, I would also like to talk a bit about the garden or about these many gardens. They were all already laid out with the most wonderful flowers. Here too I saw a few souls. They busied themselves with the flowers. I was immediately given the explanation that they would take away these flowers and transplant them elsewhere, and that they would then have to collect the flowers for others. In the spiritual realm there are many uses for these flowers, and souls always come back to them, and work added. Carpets would be woven for the higher spheres, for the festivals, which would consist of nothing but flowers. From the smallest flowers to the large flowers and the most wonderfully colored leaves. But all of this should be carefully selected and put together. One probably believes that in human terms, in the kingdom of heaven it would be like this, one could think and everything would be finished. If you just think about it once, you must come to the realization that soon there would be strife in the kingdom of heaven if you could just say or think something and it would be there, ready and waiting for you. It is not like that. Everything has to be worked out, in the same sense as with humans, so to speak. Only we do not work in the spirit realm with the sweat of our brow and to have bread and live, but our work is something liberating, something redeeming, something glorious. We are aware that what we do must not be done for ourselves, but really for heaven, really for God. And in this work, be it of this kind or that, be it that someone is always looking for exactly the same pieces of paper that will definitely be used again for a special task, the spirit in question must show obedience and its zeal for work. Once he has done this, he is immediately pulled out again and led higher. Some people have to do work that they do not like. He believes that he would be more intelligent and could do much more important work, but here too he sometimes has to be humiliated. He must do such work, perhaps only for a short time to purify himself, then he can return to better work. Now these fields were the two, and gathering was done on them. Strange things came from the spiritual soil of these fields. Everything possible was collected and carried away here. But everything should be checked. the entities that came into these gardens, into these particular fields or into the forests were precisely counted. Everything happened according to a strict order. Then it also gave me a river to manage. A river, I could not understand that either. What am I supposed to manage this river? I could not understand it. And? But they said to me, you see, if you now open your eyes carefully, you will see these bridges that go over these rivers. You shall see how skillfully and beautifully they are constructed, what wood they are made of, and how strange they look. I had not paid any attention to it at all, because it was not particularly human, related to me. I did not have the sense to appreciate something or to recognize the value, whether something was valuable or not, what kind of wood it was, and so on. All this had to be told to me first. I had to learn to recognize what was artistic, what was worked by skilled and artistic hands and what was by beginners. So they showed me these bridges and explained, there will be others who also want to build their bridges over the river. They want to build bridges and they want to go to the other side of the river. They are not allowed to do this without your consent. What do you mean, from me? I had my supervisors and advisors. They gave their consent to this. But I saw how these souls came, I experienced it. They came to me and asked where they could build this bridge over the river. You should practice this activity. Others wanted to pave the way for other souls to cross over. Yes, all of this was closely observed and controlled. My advisors turned to these petitioners and explained to them roughly how it would have to be done and what type of construction it should be. Then these souls came, got to work and did their work in such a way that, on the one hand, it was a joy for them to do it, and secondly, all this work, seen from the spiritual world, had a special meaning. So you do not have to assume that you can fold your hands in the spirit realm. No, you have to work. Now, when these bridges are built by different people, others who are on the other side of the river have the opportunity to cross over to us and admire our beautiful world, because they, who were perhaps banned on the other side of the river, are only allowed to cross to us if they are given the opportunity and a bridge is built for them. So everything has a meaning. One must work and carry out such work first. Afterwards, you will be carefully examined as to your ability to determine where you could fulfill your task in the future in order to ensure that the plan of salvation is fulfilled more quickly. So you can also see how the higher spiritual world tries very hard to give these beings their work in the afterlife, because only through this work can they find their way better and find their way up. They have to be made submissive for work. It is not the case that you have to work at these levels like the person who is told, you have to achieve this today, otherwise you will lose your job. No, time does not play that much of a role. You build something, you break it down again, and you come up with new ideas and continue building again. We do not know a time like people have. Rather, emphasis is placed on what is beautiful and artistic. And this is how these beings find their occupations. Depending on their dispositions and their talents, they are called upon to do a job, one a harder one, the other an easier one. Yes, that is how I saw how work was being done in the spiritual world. Then I asked these advisors who are on my side, yes, how did I actually deserve this? Am I not one of those people who have to work? Why should I take on this administration when I don't understand anything about it? And they said, glory must be given to you. They must come to you, they must get to know you, and they will all speak of you with reverence. It is also explained to them how hard you had to go through life and that you have now only achieved this high position in the afterlife through your difficult life. Then I once again met a soul who knew me. She was happy for me and she saw the attention I was being paid. She came to me, took both of my hands, kissed them and said, yes, you have not only carried one cross in your life, but you have carried seven crosses at once. Thata TMS your merit, Thata TMS why you would have come to this prestigious position. I did not like hearing compliments like that. Yes, I had a difficult life. And it made me feel good to now be so free, not to have to be afraid of hunger and not to have to worry about myself to think about whether there would be enough bread or soup for the next day, and also to no longer endure beatings I received and the insults and so on. Now I was free.